Get to Smoothie King today and try the new blueberry, raspberry, or watermelon lemonade smoothies. They're all made with real fruit, real juice, and no bad stuff. Just check out the no-no list at smoothieking.com. Try the new lemonade smoothies at Smoothie King today.
If you've never been to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, you don't know what you're missing. There's so much to see and do. It's like a 16th century theme park with shops and pubs, food and games, live jousting, crafts and music, 10 stages with nonstop entertainment. Fun for the whole family. Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday through October 20th. Tickets online only at MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. Save big on admission through September 8th. Near Annapolis, the Maryland Renaissance Festival. Time travel to fun.
Hi, this is The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, founder of The Complete Herbal Guide. And today I'm very excited because we have a wonderful guest with us today. Her name is Lois Hollis. And Lois was dying at the age of 55 and thriving now at 78 because she learned how to release shame and guilt from her life. Lois was born in Baltimore, Maryland at 1943, and she earned her RN from St. Joseph Hospital and her BSN from the University of Pennsylvania. Despite of her many accomplishments, her abusive childhood traumas began to outweigh her energetic lifestyle. She succumbed to guilt-ridden depression, heart and liver disease at 30 years of migraines, headaches, and structural deformities that she had experienced throughout her life. Her physicians told her that she could not live past 50 years old. After 10 years of unsuccessful therapies, she turned to holistic health. She has now recognized that shame and guilt were the main offenders of her health and well-being. And Lois is here to tell us her story and to tell us what she had experienced, what she does, and how she came over this. Lois, tell everybody a little about your story and about yourself. And, you know, this is a very interesting story that really captured my eyes when I was reading about it.
It is a very riveting story to me. And I didn't realize how riveting it is until I'm reaching 78 and I'm rollerblading around the skating ring. And people say, how old are you? Because I'm with my grandson.
Right.
And I'm not the mother, I'm the grandmother. So anyway, I've always been energetic. I've always been a trailblazer. When someone isn't doing something, I just go in and do it. I started the first kidney hemodialysis unit in the country at in Philadelphia. So for me to fall down into depression, into the point of suicide, is way out of, you would think, my league.
Right.
But I kept on saying, I just haven't found the right person to help me. And with that, I guess you would call that hope.
Right.
But I didn't, you know, we're talking, you know, a long time ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, podcasts weren't there. And you know, you were really on your own.
Yes.
But I had this incredible feeling that I'm just looking for the right place. And as a nurse all my life, you would go to regular medicine and they just gave me more pills, Vicodin and, you know, and everything else. And
yeah.
Like, this is not working because I'm very sensitive and, you know, I was busy. And so I just threw all the pills down the toilet and said, I sat on the floor and I said, dear God.
Yeah.
Because I can't do this.
Right.
I don't know what else to do because I'm like, I have three MDs in the family and, you know, they just give you more pills. Anyway, long story short, I found a wonderful chiropractor, healer, shaman person that does incredible work. And he started putting my bones back together and fixed my heart. Speaking and, you know, miraculous things. I go, okay, now we're talking.
Right.
But I had the emotional traumas.
Yes.
Of the childhood. I was, you know, beaten. My jaw was broken.
Oh, my goodness.
My neck was broken. My lungs were incapacitated because I had scoliosis so bad.
Oh, wow.
Over walking like 45 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, the doctor said you can't make it. And they were right. But anyway, my body was getting better, but I still had the emotional traumas. So I went to talk therapy, like we're talking,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to commit suicide, but I was not happy.
Yes.
Any place I went, there wasn't anything there. So I said, I'm talking to my emotions instead of talking to therapists.
Right.
So I said, hi, depression, how are you? And my depression start talking to me. I mean, not like I'm talking to you, but you feel it. It's kind of like
it was a connection, an intuitive connection.
So I start healing, and I found this black stuff all over. I have this ability to see things.
Yes.
And I just took it out, and I got well. And everybody says, Lois, what are you doing? You know, you changed. You're happy. You're, you know, not crippled over. And they said, can I do what you're doing? And I said, I guess so. So they came to me, and they got well, too, with what I was doing.
Right.
And they sent their mothers and their grandmothers and their kids and their friends. And I said, that's what I do.
Now, explain to the audience exactly what you were doing, like step by step. Like, what were you doing to try to heal yourself, and what was working? Like,
this was working. And I didn't know that it was so endemic, because you know how when you're doing your own journey, you feel like you're a solo person, and what are you feeling guilty? You hide.
Yeah.
So anyway, I found that nobody was doing what I'm doing. And I said, well, that sucks, you know, so I'll do it.
Right.
So that's when I said, I'm a shame guilt educator. He said, oh no, you can never say those words, because, So anyway, what I came to learn, and this is what I'm going to tell the foundation.
Yeah.
Is that shame guilt, not shame and guilt, because shame, you know how a coin has a heads and tails?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a nickel.
Yes.
That's shame guilt.
Okay.
It's shame on one side, guilt on the other. We have two major nervous systems, unconscious and conscious, right?
Right.
Shame's on the unconscious and guilt's on the conscious, but it's the same nickel.
Right, right.
It's the same thing. So that's where this is what I want to tell your audience, is that it's the same thing. So don't get, oh, shame is bad, guilt is good. No, there's no healthy poison.
Yes.
When it's a bad thing, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And that's where we get stuck in our healing, because we separate them. Now, why does medicine do that? Because if you have a bacteria in your brain, they call it meningitis.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the same bacteria in your heart, they call it carditis. If you have it in your lungs, they call it pneumonia.
Right.
If it's in your liver, they call it hepatitis. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
So that's what medicine does.
Right. Okay?
But it doesn't help. How does that help you to heal?
Right.
It doesn't, because you get very confused, and you get the same antibiotic if you have carditis or meningitis or pneumonia or hepatitis.
Right.
So I'm like, can we just make it simple?
Right.
So shame guilt is outside of us. It's not normal. It's common, as we spoke before, but it's not normal. Okay, need to backtrack. The love energy. We all know what love energy is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Explain to the audience what love energy is so they understand.
Well, it just is love that comes to us. And then how does love make you feel?
Makes you feel good.
We're happy. You're joyful. You're like, sure, I can do that. I can walk on the tightrope. I can swim the channel. I can, you know, I'm just a good person.
Right.
And I like people. I don't, you know, fight with them. I mean, I can disagree, but I don't fight with them. I don't have that rage. I'm just have love and joy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice feeling, right?
Right.
So
oh, definitely.
That's the love feeling. Now, everybody has a different way of expressing love. You know, we give presents, or we want to give, we want to help, we want to help ourselves, we want to look pretty. You know, that's the love energy.
Right.
And it's positive. Now, yeah. We have a negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's called shame guilt energy.
Right.
Okay. That's why I'm putting it in that category. It's the energy that comes on to us. Like when I say, you know, you're really kind of ugly. You know, you should change your hair. Those words come to you. And when they come to you, what do you feel? Ugh.
Yeah.
You've been shamed.
And knocks you down.
It knocks you down. So the words carry the energy.
Yes.
Okay. I call them shooting bullets.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And that's why I made a film to show what it looks like so that we know it's a thing. Now, to make an analogy for everyone to understand, what happens to your computer when you have a computer virus?
Gets destroyed. It goes down.
Can you see it?
The virus itself? No, you cannot see it.
Can you see what it does to you? The computer?
I can feel it. It stresses me out. It frustrates me. It makes me a lot of different emotions.
And what does it do to your computer?
It destroys the computer unless you fix it somehow.
And what do? You get a virus removal program.
Yeah.
You can't say, get off. Fix. Right. Get out of here.
No.
It don't work, right?
You got to display an action, a call to action.
Yeah, like get this virus out of here. Okay, that's what shame, guilt, energy is. You can't see it, but boy, do you feel it.
Yes, you do.
So we have to put it in the category that it's like invisible. I call it the invisible monster.
Right.
And it comes into us by the words. And also, oh, you stupid jerk, Lois. Why did you do that? You should have done that instead of that. Right. We do that to ourselves. Right.
Oh, most definitely.
We're so good at it. I mean, but that's how the culture trained us.
Yes, that's how our culture trained us.
And the priests and the religions and the government and the Target stores.
Our whole environment. That's how we were
Walmart
brought up to
and
think.
And the mothers and the fathers. We can't blame anybody. We can only blame shame, guilt, energy.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, because your parents did the same. I mean, we've all suffered with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to identify our enemy. That's our enemy. It's the computer virus. So when the words come into you from your mother, your father, or your boyfriend, or yourself, you say no.
Yes.
You can say no. Is that going to fix everything? No.
Right.
But it's a first step.
Yes.
You say no. Now, what does the energy do, like the computer virus does to your computer? It turns your positive, wonderful, joyful emotions to negative ones.
Yes.
We are already positive. We are already beautiful. We are already loving. But when this virus hits us, our compassion turns to depression.
Yes.
Our passion turns to anger.
Yes.
Our intuition, our psychic abilities turn to anxiety.
Yes.
And so forth. So what would be the logical way to handle this? Get rid of the shame, guilt, and our negative emotions turn back to positive.
Right.
So that's what I said. I was like so happy when I figured this out that I didn't have to go to therapy for anxiety and bully and suicide and depression and why I can't achieve. It's because of the shame, guilt, energy coming in. It's like, if you have in your house, when it rains, you have a flood in your bedroom and a flood in your kitchen and your bathroom, and you have to clean it up and it's all fine.
Right.
And then it rains again and you got a flood in your bathroom, and kitchen and your bedroom, and you got to clean it all.
Right.
Wouldn't it be better to fix the hole in the roof?
Most definitely. It would make sense.
So that's where I am with shame, guilt. Can we just get rid of it? Because no matter how many years you spend in therapy for depression, you'll never get rid of it because the shame guilt is still bubbling it up. So now that we know it's a thing, when you feel shame, when you feel guilt, what do you do? No. What do I feel? Okay, I feel depression. Okay, we can work with depression. Mm-hmm. Depression is a part of us.
Right.
And high depression, how are you? I have another film on that, but we just need to clear the slate here today and say, never, ever be in shame, guilt. And if you are, you got to get out.
Yes.
And can I tell you why?
Yes, I'd like to know.
Because there's a wonderful person called David Hawkins. He lives in heaven now, but he did an energy scale for each of our emotions. Okay.
Yes.
Very technical. And this is scientific. So it has a number.
Right.
So you can rely on the number, mathematics. Right. Enlightenment, you know, the Jesus part, is 700,000.
Mm.
Wow. 700, comma, 000, with 30 zeros. Okay, that's like, I can't even go there.
Yeah.
But it has a demonstration point of how the highest, as a human, we can achieve spiritual. Okay? Then it goes down to joy and love and compassion. And it keeps going down, like 200,000, 100,000, 50,000. And then at 200, 200, we have anger. We have hatred. We have hurt. We have anxiety. And guess what the last one is?
Which one?
Shame and guilt. And guess what it comes in at?
What?
10.
Really?
10.
Wow.
Now, what is after 10?
I don't know.
Death. Think of suicide.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, from a mathematical standpoint, just get out of guilt.
Yes.
You know, if you want to, you can feel regret. You know, regret's okay.
Right.
You can be depressed. It's okay.
Right.
You can be anxious. It's okay, because then you can work with something.
Yes.
What can you work with guilt?
It's like a backpack on your shoulder that keeps pressing you down and down and down. And until you let go of it, until you get rid of it, you're going to be burying yourself. Like you said, death is right below, you know?
And that's the truth. So if anything people can learn today is just get a guilt. Now, sometimes it's hard because you're like so hard on yourself, but you can say, I can feel regret. I regret that I put my money in the stock market because now I lost my money.
Right.
I'm going to put my money in something else.
Yes.
So regret is okay. We can feel regret. But we can't be in guilt. Guilt has no solutions. I had a wonderful client come to me a couple weeks ago who was struggling with intense guilt because she couldn't help her mother heal from alcoholism.
Mm.
And she passed, and her mother passed, and she felt even more guilty. And that makes sense. You know, you can't make anybody do what they don't want to do.
Right.
So we decided to use regret instead of guilt. And so with the regret, she had educated many people for the alcoholism and had conferences and programs for them. So her regret led to a solution rather than drowning in guilt.
Right.
So people say, oh, don't regret. Regret's better than shame. Anything's better than shame and guilt. And some people say, oh, I don't have any friends. Well, call Walmart or Lowe's or someplace. They always will talk to you, and maybe the frequency will change. You just can't be in guilt.
Yeah.
You can't. It's not okay. It has no solution. And it's shame, guilt. Doesn't matter if you're in shame or if you're in guilt. They're both no good.
Right.
And you just say no and call your best friend. And if you don't have a best friend, call the store or somebody, or they have hotlines, and you just have to get out. Now, also on my website, I have the ability to write spiritual words, and this raises your frequency. It doesn't say 1, 2, 3, do this, that. It's just the reading of the words builds you back up from the guilt.
Right, right.
So they're free. You just press print and it prints it out. And there's many pages to read. So that's what I love. Thank you. I'm gracious for being on your show to tell people this information. Now, the next step is to learn how not to accept guilt from other people.
Right.
Or yourself.
Yeah.
So from other people, you just say no. Can you say another way?
Right.
Or that's interesting. Or be funny and say, are you kidding me? I mean, whatever you want to do, but just say no. When people talk on the phone, I just go, give it back, give it back. Now, you can't take it on.
Right. But a lot of people have thin skin. A lot of people suffer from low self-esteem. And when people say those things to them, it could really hurt and shame them really bad.
Of course, because shame is like a backpack. The more you get, the more you put on. And it doesn't go away. You have to take it and throw it away.
Right.
Because it's a thing.
Yes.
It's a thing. It's not an emotion that belongs to you. And that's what's so important. And my film shows it as a, remember Dorothy going to the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The all and powerful Oz.
Yes.
And she trembles.
Yes.
But what does Toto do? He pulls the curtain back. Mm-hmm. And what do we see? A little old man, bald and gray, with a big machine making a puff of smoke. And what yes. is the puff of smoke? It's shame, guilt, energy.
Right. Good point.
I have been told by several hosts, they have different names. One person calls it the shame, guilt, leech.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very symbolic. It leeches your power away.
It really does. It really does.
So you
it
say
strips
no.
you.
And some people call it the alien invader. Some people call it a vampire. I don't care what you call it. But it's not of you.
Yeah.
It's not of you. Now, what you can do is our inner critic is our best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says, oh, shut up, cut his head off, cut his off. You can't do that. It's part of you.
Right.
So I want to get to know you. So what do I say? Hi.
Mm-hmm.
To my inner critic. Now, the inner critic is a protector, but he's living in the age of you being 2 or 3 years old.
Right.
He's living in my time would be like 1950, 1960.
Right.
So I have to say, would you like to come to 2022? Because I'm an adult now.
Right.
So you show him, you do a partnership with him, but he doesn't, nobody's talked to him.
Right.
You have to talk to yourself. And that's not really that hard.
Yeah.
And they change their mind. You don't change your mind. They usually tell you to shut up because you're stupid. But you say, hi, how are you? You just keep on. If I want to be your friend, what do I do? Keep calling you, keep calling you, keep calling.
Right.
Eventually, they know that you are sincere.
Yeah.
My king, that's what he calls himself, is used to be my inner critic. But now he helps me find podcasts. So he has a new job.
Mm-hmm.
His job is to protect me. But now I'm smart enough to know about shame, guilt, and I go, no, no, no.
Right.
He doesn't have to do that to me.
Yes.
Because I'm an adult. So I'm teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're teaching your inner critic.
Right. So it's basically you're retraining your brain. You're developing you're listening to your intuitiveness. You are retraining the way you think. And you are building sort of like a thick skin where you're not letting those people or those things that once gave you so much guilt to let you hurt you, you know?
And you can use the analogy of thick skin, but I would say knowledge.
Knowledge.
Because I am sensitive and I always want to be sensitive.
Yes, I find myself very sensitive too.
Well, of course, because you're doing the podcast and look at all the books and everything. Of course you are. And this is what sensitive people need to know. Shame, guilt, energy only has one defect. It dissolves in detection.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm an educator. With the knowledge you have, you go, you're nothing. Why? You don't have to have a thick skin.
Right.
You just have to have knowledge.
Knowledge, I see.
And that's why my books and my podcasts and all, are giving you the knowledge that we did not ever receive.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
We are not stupid people. Shame, guilt made us stupid.
Yes.
Yes, it makes you stupid and a victim.
Mm-hmm.
But with knowledge, you kick them out.
Yes.
Because you are smart, but you have to have the knowledge of who it is, what it does, and then jig is up.
Yes.
Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
I was just going to say, look where it comes from. You know, look at that person, look at the scope, the characteristics, the makeup of that person. And then that guilt and that shame won't be as powerful towards you. You'll realize that it's nothing, because look where it's coming from.
Of green smoke.
Yeah.
Put upon humanity to make us stupid. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. But we're not stupid. We're beautiful people. We're loving. We're gorgeous. We can do so much. We can regenerate. Hello?
Get to Smoothie King today and try the new blueberry, raspberry, or watermelon lemonade smoothies. They're all made with real fruit, real juice, and no bad stuff. Just check out the no-no list at smoothieking.com. Try the new lemonade smoothies at Smoothie King today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I regenerated.
You can regenerate at any age. You know,
exactly.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
But the shame guilt tells you you can't.
Yes, it does. It pulls you down and says you have no hope. This is who you are, you know, and you believe it. And that
so
shame
what do
guilt
you say?
Controls you.
You say no. Even if you don't believe me, I tell people, can you at least entertain me?
Yeah.
And try it. Just
right.
Say no. And you know how to say no. Do you believe it? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But it's a start. You got to start somewhere.
Right.
You just got to say no and talk to your other feelings.
Yes.
And because I'm giving you the permission to kick it out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my gosh, my life changed like that. It was so instantaneous.
Now, how do you feel about journaling? Did you find that journaling helped you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Because I said, hi, depression, how are you? I write it. It's so much like it's better to write in the beginning because it's only your mind doing things.
Yeah.
Hi, depression, how are you? Thank you so much for coming to see me. And when I do session with people, they write out for me and then they email it to me. And I give them questions to ask their little child, their depression, their anxiety. We have all this major family inside of us. And guess who's in charge?
We are.
The inner critic.
Yes.
You think you're in charge. No, you're not. The inner critic is in charge.
The inner critic. I see.
And a lot of people do inner child work, but unless you talk to the head boss, you're not going to get anywhere.
Now, when you say inner critic, do you mean intuition? Your inner
no,
self?
Inner critic is your shame guilt producer that's inside of you. Like, you stupid jerk, why did you do that? Of course you're going to fail.
Gotcha.
And people say, I don't listen to that voice. I go, well, that's your only way out because he's in charge. He's the one. He's the wizard that makes the machine that brings all the smoke into you. So now, you better make friends with him.
Is that inner critic coming from the heart? Is it coming from the mind? Is it coming from past child experiences?
He has the job of protecting you. That's his protection.
Mm-hmm.
You were made that way, to have a protection part inside of you.
Yes.
And your culture, your mother, your father, the priest, the teacher said, don't do that because you're bad and you better go to confession because you sinned. And God died for you on the cross. How dare you? I mean, seriously, give me a break. So what does your inner critic know? He only knows shame, guilt. So I'm teaching you. You've got to teach him. Say, hello.
Yes.
It's the year 2022.
Yes.
And I work from love. And the inner critic says, love? What is that?
Yes.
So
now I understand.
To teach him.
I understand
now,
the whole
again,
concept.
Mm-hmm. My film, Out of Discord into Harmony, teaches you how to talk to your inner critic. Like, we have a dialogue.
Yes.
It's all on film.
Now, you told me you have three series. Tell me about these films.
Well, I'm Good Film has three parts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 15 minutes each. because our mind, this is a whole different ball game we're talking about. And to sit for 45 minutes for a film, it's way too much.
Yeah.
So imgoodfilm.com. They're all free. And that will really help you to understand what I'm saying, because it's a visual.
Yes.
That's why I went to film school, because I was given lectures like I'm talking to you, and they go, Lois, what are you talking about? I don't know. And I go, I guess I had a near-death experience somewhere along the line, so I think that I had a little bit more imagery in my life.
Right.
It doesn't matter. But I see things. And I said, oh, I'll just go to film school. Oh, it was much harder than I thought. But anyway, that's why I made a film. And I say, people, just look at the film, because unless you see it, you won't believe it.
Right. And I think it's easier sometimes to visualize and understand something when you can visually see it and it's broken down, you absorb it and you get a better concept of it. You know, sometimes when you're speaking, you know, you're grasping the concept, you're understanding what the person's saying, but, you know, there are little holes here and there that aren't filled. You know, you still have questions and you're still trying to put everything together so you have a clear understanding of the concept, you know.
That's perfect. What I'm saying to you and to your wonderful audience is something they can't see.
Right.
Right? There's just no way. And I understand that, because that's why I went to film school, because I used to give talks and lectures and they go, you're a wonderful speaker, but we don't know what in the heck you're talking about.
But I get it. I get it now. Now that you're explaining it, I'm seeing that basically, you know, we're born into an environment or a society where we're taught X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z. So we grow up thinking that this is the only way, this is the right way, this is what how I have to do it. So then you move on as time evolves, things change, you learn new things, you gain knowledge, and you realize that maybe some of these things that I was told really doesn't apply. You know, it's because of the environment I grew up in. But then you still carry that shame and guilt because that's how you were brought up. And you, it, no matter what, you still carry it. But if you keep it there and you don't let go of it and move on, it's going to pull you down eventually and destroy you.
Your guilt, and there's nothing after guilt.
Right.
But that's why you have to teach your inner critic.
Right.
Because he's in, that's all I ever knew.
Right.
So you're like, hello, it's the year 22.
Yes.
And I also read Lois's things, and it makes sense. Can we talk about this? And you go, heck no, because I'm in charge. I mean, you got to see my film, because it's the critic on steroids.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it.
I'm out of discord into harmony, and it's on imgoodfilm.com website.
Okay.
So, yeah, and kids love it, because, you know, I don't know how much you had this, but with kids, they talk about George, their bear, or artist, the painter. They know all their inner parts.
Yeah.
So kids love this movie because it's talking to the kid part of you.
You know where I find people find the most guilt is they always want to please their parents. Even when they're adults, they still feel like if they do something that they know their parents are in disagreement with, they carry some guilt or shame on them, because they go back to what, oh, mom or dad wouldn't really like this, you know? And even though they're adults and they're living their own adult life, they still in their head, a lot of them need to please their parents, and they feel my parents will be ashamed of this, or my parents will, you know, and that guilt comes and that shame comes.
Well, you're eloquent. You just explained the inner critic.
Yeah.
So you got a part, excuse me, you got to speak to the part of you that's holding all those thoughts and say, hello. And it isn't a mindset thing. It's a personal thing.
Right.
You know, when people say, oh, you have to change your mindset. No, you have to make friends with your inner critic.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yes.
Okay. Your inner critic, my king, is very smart, very wise. He produces the shame. He's not bad.
Right.
He just has the puff of smoke from the wizard.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to say, hi, wizard, don't do that anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's logical.
Yeah.
And I can be very technical about the hip, you know, our parts of the brain and the reptilian brain. And but what does that do?
Right.
It's not going to help you.
No, it's going to confuse most people.
So let's talk about Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz.
Right. Make it simplistic and easy so people can comprehend it, because everybody's seen the Wizard of Oz. So you kind of get the gist once you say that. And you talk about Toto pulling the curtain. That was so true. Everyone thought he was this big, you know, tall, powerful person. And it ended up being this small
little grumpy guy with the bald and gray and got. And people say, oh, your therapy is it? I said, when I do counseling, people laugh because it's so, the jig is up.
Yeah.
What does shame guilt do? It dissolves when we see it.
Yes.
How cool is that? We don't have to have an axe and kill it or kill ourselves. We say, hey, shame guilt, I see you. Pow, it goes away.
Exactly.
The jig is up.
Right.
Isn't that fun?
It is fun. And you know what? I have to say, when you do let go of the shame and you do let go of the guilt, it's like, I can't even explain it. Your self-esteem boost is your health boost is you feel more gratitude, love, focus. You get smarter because now you can focus and you can see things in life you never realized before. And you don't care so much about what other people think, because it's what you think and what makes you happy as a person.
When people do that to you, they're throwing their shame guilt onto you.
Exactly.
And you go, no.
Yes.
I used to say to my kids, can you say that another way?
Yeah.
They go, really? I go, really?
And a lot of times, you know, people, the best way for people to not have to look at themselves is to pinpoint other people and try to pick out their weaknesses or things that they did wrong or don't like and this and that, because it gives them a fact so they don't have to focus on themselves. But then
exactly, you're very smart. You got it. You just needed this. Do you see what this did?
I do
all
now.
All I did was give you information.
Yes.
And then you can run with it. So
right.
That's what I do. I do sessions and all that, but I'm here to help people see it's a puff of smoke. Don't kill yourself over it.
Right.
Don't kill your kids. It's okay.
Yeah.
It just is. And then talk to your emotions. Our emotions are a life force.
Yes.
That's why people get old, because their emotions are dying from carrying the shame. See, your emotions carry the shame.
Right. And have you ever seen a person in a job and they're under so much stress? They get this job. It's a stressful job. 2 years later, you look at the person and they look like they aged over 10 years.
Because there's this stress is shame guilt.
Yes.
Everything is shame guilt.
Yes. I get it.
Everything. Depression, anxiety, not good enough, bullying. And if I would like to leave one comment, never, ever make a decision because of shame and guilt.
Right.
I will do this. If I don't, I'll feel guilty. Wrong decision.
Right. Very good advice.
Okay. And if you are in guilt, call your friend, call your girlfriend, go outside, go buy a bag of potato chips. I mean, it's healthier than being in guilt.
Right.
Chocolate bar, whatever. You know, you got to be practical.
You do. Now, you've written like 3 books. I was looking on your website. It looks like you're an author of 3 books. Can you tell me a little about that?
Okay. As I'm talking to you and telling you these wonderful things, my clients came to me and they didn't have podcasts then. So I had to do the same thing.
Right.
I got so tired. I couldn't say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because a person came to me to make her job more satisfying. A mother came to me to help her children. Someone else called me because they hated somebody. Everybody had a problem.
Right.
But the answer was the same. If you're looking for health, if you're looking for self-esteem, are you looking for your part, your soulmate, if you want to get more spiritual, it didn't matter what you wanted to do.
Right.
So I had to write a book. Because I couldn't say it anymore. I'm serious. And I said, it's cheaper to buy my book than a couple $100 here and there for me to tell you what's in the book.
Right.
So that's how the first book, Emotional Revolution, came.
Right.
And then I wrote From Spirit, so I have that Now Is the Time on my website, because that's like 911. If you're in guilt, just read this.
Yeah.
And then I have Soul Mirror cards, because people are always in a hurry. They can pick up a card and read it.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I have? I forget what I have.
Was it on your website?
It's all on my website under Books at Store.
Okay.
So you can go there. But I think looking the films is the first step. Because unless you have a visual, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And you just close the book. So a lot of therapists like my book because it's more technical.
Yeah.
But you got to do the film. You got to do your own work first. You can't help a client out of shame guilt unless you didn't get out of it.
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
And I find too, like most, when a doctor or a person in the health and in the healthcare field writes a book, a lot of times they use a lot of medical terminology, and the concepts that they write about go over most people's heads
it makes you feel more shameful.
Yes, because you feel like you're stupid because you're not understanding what the message the author is trying to get across. So when it's in simplistic terms, you grasp it so much easier, and you learn and you get so much more value from the book itself.
Yeah. Now my book is not technical, but it's just technical to try to understand it.
You have
to have a visual.
Yes.
And that's why I did the film.
Good.
And it's great animation. It's just, I'm ready to make another one. It's so cool. So it shows how it works.
Right.
But when you have when Doris Day said, you believe what you see.
Yes. And most people do. Most people believe only what they see, but there is more to life than what you see. Also,
a good foundation for what we're talking about. But
yes, the
films.
Shame
guilt's always been mystifying. But now, you're very young, so I don't know if you remember the game Hot Potato.
Yes, I remember that game.
Chairs, you have to get the right chair. That's what shame guilt energy is. People don't want it, so they keep throwing it to somebody else, unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see people getting really angry and hollering at somebody, and then they feel good?
Yeah.
That's because they released the shame guilt energy they were down. Not all of it, but it makes it worse for them.
Yes.
And you.
And most people carry it on for years and years, and sometimes throughout their whole life if they don't get help.
That's Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
It just, okay, it's nutrition and all the other stuff, but emotionally, you got to deal with the shame guilt. They said you got to deal with your abuse. Well, you got to deal with shame guilt.
Yeah.
And what I want is therapies that are out there now to add the shame guilt work in it. Because if you don't get rid of the shame, if you don't make the hole in your roof, if you don't cover the hole in your roof, you're still going to get rain in.
Yep.
No matter how beautiful your bedroom is.
Right. If you don't fix it, you're going to destroy it.
So you got to close the hole in the roof.
Right.
It means you got to get rid of shame guilt.
So yeah.
I hope that analogy works.
It does. I think you've made a very clear explanation throughout this whole entire podcast. You've used a lot of different analogies and a lot of different ways so people could actually grasp the concept. I grasp the concept, and I have a full understanding of the concept of shame guilt and how important it is to release the shame guilt and listen to our inner critic and work
make
with
friends.
Ourselves.
Make friends.
Make friends with your inner critic.
Say, what kind of food do you like?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get very personal.
Yeah.
It's like a friendship. And he's my best friend now. Really, because then you get more psychic, more intuitive, because you don't have the shame guilt covering you. When I was in Sedona, several psychic, Sedona always has all the psychic people around.
Yes.
To me, and they wanted to see what I was all about. And so after they cleared the shame guilt that they were carrying, not all of it, I don't know if we ever can clear all of it, but a certain amount, they got more psychic.
Yeah.
Their channel got clearer.
Yes.
That was a great revelation to me to see it actually in behavior, that they became more psychic.
Yes.
It's like God's talking here and shame, guilt is interfering here.
It's blocking the connections.
You can't, it's a distorted connection.
Yeah, it's a distorted connection.
And that's what happens a lot of times. People say something to you, or you say something to somebody, and it's really nice, but they distort it because of the shame they're carrying.
Right.
And they, why did you do that to me? You go, I just gave you lunch.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm poor. I can't have my own lunch. I'm going, oh my God. They distort your behavior.
Right.
And that's where a lot of fights come in.
Yeah.
Because that's not what you said.
Right.
You know, would you like to share my lunch with me?
Yeah.
What do you think? I don't have any food. I don't have any money. And you're going, I just wanted to share my chocolate candy bar with you. Jeez. But that's shame guilt.
Right. I understand it completely. Now, can you tell people once again where they can find your website? So,
sure. LoisHollis.com. That's LoisHollis.com. And everything is on there. However, if you just want to see my film, I'mGoodFilm.com. And okay. That leads to my website also.
That leads to your website also. Very
so,
good.
I have a very wonderful person who connects all these things because I can't do it. I don't want to do it. But seriously, I called the film I'm Good for a reason. I'm
yes.
good.
I'm good.
I'm goodfilm.com, and that's it. And all of them are there.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It's easy. And I do give private sessions, you know. A lot of people want to look at the film first because it's, you know, but some people want the fast track. So I said, okay, I'll, you know, whatever is necessary. I want to be a resource for people.
Right. Exactly. You want to be there to help them.
Because it took me a long time to figure this out.
Yes. Well, it's not an easy process. You know, healing yourself is a step-by-step process. Now, your books are also on your website?
Yes, everything's on my website.
And do you sell your books on Amazon as well?
No, that got to be so confusing. I can't deal with this.
All right, so all your books are on your
just
website.
Go to LoisHollis.com and you'll get everything. And
excellent.
A couple podcasts are really more special than the other. They tell more things and I have it right there. And then I have 3-minute podcasts. I mean, just go there. It's the library.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this, because everybody experiences shame or guilt. And, you know, so many people, it takes a toll on a lot of people. I would say it takes a toll on a good percentage of society.
It takes a toll on all of society.
Yes.
And that's why people can say, well, I don't have as much shame. You don't know.
Right.
Remember, shame is an eraser.
Yes.
It erases your brain.
Yes.
Okay, shame is an eraser. It's a leech. It's a vampire. It's whatever you want to call it. It takes your power.
It
so
does.
So when you say no, you get the power back.
Yes.
And implement you, because in the conversation, you never said my shame or my guilt. You said the shame, the guilt. That's very important. Never own it.
Never own it.
I think you're the first one in maybe 100 that didn't do that. Listen to this lady. She's got it.
It's been a pleasure having you on this show. And you know what? I'd love to have you come back, and I would love to hear more about your near-death experience. That sounds very intriguing. And I've read some stories about people who've experienced near-death experiences. And, you know, it's amazing how they describe what they went through. And even during and afterwards, the revelations and the things that they encountered and the things they learned from that moment when they went through it was unbelievable, they told me.
Yeah, and I didn't know that until my 40s or 50s. And I've had three or four spiritual experiences after that.
Well, I'd love for you to come back on the show and
talk
about that.
That's a whole podcast. Let me
yes, it is a whole different podcast. So we can't talk about it today, but I would love to have you back.
Well, please do.
You know, talk about that, because that's a very interesting topic that I'd love to talk about.
What happened is that the more shame guilt I was able to release, the more spiritual experiences I was experiencing.
Right.
So it's a whole podcast in itself. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's wow. It's a goodie. It'd be good. So you have my number.
Yes. And we will have you back on the show so we can discuss about that. And thank you so much for, you know, giving us all this information, something that is so valuable to every single person on this planet. And I just thank you for what you do. You know, you do a lot of special things. Anybody who takes the time to help another person, in my eyes, is a saint, you know, and you really, you know, have done a wonderful job all these years, taking everything that you've gone through and using it to benefit others. So you took a tragedy in your life and you turned it into a positive, you know, event, and you use that positiveness to help
to
others.
Spread it to other people, because we all have to know this.
Yes.
They don't teach it in grade school.
They don't teach it in grade school. They don't really teach it anywhere. You know, it's, and you know, you have to really learn. We have to learn from each other. It's all about helping one another.
And that's the beauty of podcasting. So blessings to you.
Yes.
And I'll be back.
Yes, you will be back. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.